Office 365 Pro Plus now includes the 2016 apps. In the next few minutes, I'll show you your options for getting Office 2016, including updates that you'll want to hear about with the new servicing model, and finally, what your users will see and when. If you've been using the Office 365 Pro Plus and Click to Run up till now, the process for Office 2016 is very consistent with a few minor additions. The new Office deployment tool for Click to Run is available through the Microsoft Download Center. You just click on the download and execute it from there. Once you have it installed, you're going to see a setup.exe and a configuration.xml template file. Now, before I actually download and install an Office build on a machine, I want to be able to clear up this configuration file. So what I'm going to do is take out all the necessary comments. We're going to add and select just a single product, which is going to be the Office 365 Pro Plus retail package, which is your full Office 365 Pro Plus suite. I'm going to take out your source path. And then just keep out the defaults here, which is my Office Edition, which is 32-bit. And then I have a new feature or a new element that is called branch equals current. Now, current provides the ability to download new features, bug fixes, and security updates on a monthly basis. It's something that you've been used to today. If I want to move to the new tri-annual basis, where I only get feature updates 3 times a year, along with security updates every month, I can change this to business. If I wanted to receive those bills specifically 4 months ahead of time, I can actually select or opt in to download the first release business updates. Now, what this does is it enables us to download these builds for installation. If I wanted to configure the actual updates, I would look at the update element, take out the tags, and then modify the branch that these updates are going to come from. As you can see here, it is from the current branch. If I wanted to modify that for a current branch for business, I would just type in business at that point. Current branch is available today. You can start testing the first release for current branch for business now, and in February, current branch for business will be released for production use. So now what does this mean? One, it's going to require a full install of the binaries for every user. Two, your click-to-run build of Office 2016 does not coexist with the existing 2013 click-to-run builds of Office. Three, this includes InfoPath, Project, and Visio. So if you want to keep InfoPath on a particular user, you're going to want to ensure to install the MSI-based package for InfoPath, which will be available on the Office 365 portal. And you'll also want to add Project and Visio to the XML files to retain those apps for users that currently have them. And one last thing I want to show you, if you want to enable your users to be able to download the first release for current branch for business, all you'll have to do is go into your Office 365 Admin Center portal, go to Service Settings and Updates, and sign up for first release. You can do it by your entire organization or select certain people within your organization to be able to see the first release builds of Office 365 Pro Plus. Those are the user and admin options for installing Office 2016. If your users are using Office 365 Pro Plus and have automatic updates turned on from the Office 365 CDN, they will start receiving upgrade notifications in February 2016. You can try the manual and admin options today or wait to get the update notification soon. Thanks for watching.